Time now for a special Meet the Candidates edition of the Morning Line here on KMA. Beginning today and for the next few weeks leading up to the November city school elections, we're interviewing candidates running in key races in KMA land. Today's segment is the first of two previewing the Red Oak mayor's race. Our guest today is one of the two candidates running for mayor, John Heitzig. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Good to have us with you. Good to have you with us, sir. And first of all, why don't you start out by telling us about yourself, a little bit about your background, if you will.
Okay, just a second here. Okay, you know, it's quite a historical background, really. I've lived in this community for nearly 50 years, and I believe that I have a lot to give to the citizens with transparency and let our citizens know what's going on their own. A 28-year veteran. I was in Vietnam and Desert Storm. And I've been a leader of and participated in several organizations, DAB, BFW, American Legion, AMVETS, Kiwanis, and the Masonic Lodge. So, I mean, you know, I've got a lot of background leadership that I've absorbed over the years. So that's basically it.
Why did you decide to run for mayor of Red Oak?
Well, I think there needed to be a change in the way the system was handled and run. I mean, there's way too much many things going on that really don't need to, that I think could be set on a back burner, you know, and there are things that some people don't think is necessary that really affects every citizen in the community.
When you say there's things going, too much going on and things that can be set on the back burner, what do you mean? Specifically, what are you referring to?
Well, under the current leadership, our city is $600,000 in debt. And there was absolutely no reason for that to happen, as far as I can see. I mean, I don't know why or how it came about, but it's totally unnecessary.
What are the main issues you're concerned about as mayor, if you are elected as mayor?
Well, I'm not on any certain side, and I have no set agenda. I just want to see the community of Red Oak be the best it can be, with everyone working together the best they can.
What, if any, changes, if elected, would you make to Red Oak City government? Or do you have any sort of specific changes in mind?
Well, not at this time, but other than to make sure that the public is aware of all the transactions and everything is clear, transparent, and above board. I mean, you know, no secrets or anything like that. And I feel that as mayor, I should have an open door policy to where any and every citizen has access to me to voice their concerns, their needs, their wants that I seriously need to take into consideration, along with everybody else's, to try to do the best that we can.
Let's talk about some of the issues in this election. The Red Oak City Council recently unanimously approved the creation of a 5-7-person ad hoc committee regarding animal welfare and control within the city. Do you support this committee's creation, and what approach would you take to addressing Red Oak's animal control issues?
Well, let me back that truck up just a little bit. Years ago, I was the first animal nuisance control officer that the city hired. And the first 6 months, I spent a majority of my time researching other towns, their ordinances, and how they enacted animal control and everything else. And I put it into a comprehensive pile and presented it to the council. And basically, other than a few changes, those are basically the same ordinances and rules that they run on today.
All right. But would you make any changes? Do you feel that the city is taking the right approach to animal control issues?
Well, I believe there should be a few changes, but until I find out just exactly where and how to go about it, you know, I really don't want to expound on it because kind of letting the cat out of the bag, you know, I don't want people jumping on my back before you even really get to consider what's actually going to happen.
Let's get to another issue. Back in April, the council approved the third and final reading of an updated solid waste collection ordinance. This is the one adding a $4 fee to residents' monthly water bills to be used for the citywide cleanup days, one of which just occurred last weekend. Now, do you support the ordinance approved by the council? And if so, why? If not, what changes would you make to the city's garbage regulations?
I would have to say yes and no on that. I mean, I realize the need to have the $4 on there, but I don't think it should be every month. I think 1 or 2 months out of the year should be sufficient to sponsor a cleanup if it's done correctly. Our biggest asset, which a lot of people have overlooked, is the people that are willing to volunteer and help do this kind of stuff. They've been overlooked and underutilized.
How would you assess the condition of the city's infrastructure, and what priorities would you set as far as any sort of street repairs are concerned?
Well, basically, you have to have a good, solid street system. You have to have a good water and sewer system to support the infrastructure of the community. I mean, if you don't have those three items, then you're looking at creating problems that you really don't need.
Well, John, we've run out of time for this particular interview. We thank you very much for the interview this morning, and we wish you the best of luck on November 4th. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
You bet. That is John Heitzik, candidate in the Red Oak mayor's race. We want to remind you that the battle for Shenandoah City Hall takes place at the Gladys Worsig Jones Auditorium tonight. Candidates in Shenandoah's mayoral and city council races in the November 4th city school elections participate in a public forum at 7 p.m. right here on KMA with live stream video on KMA's YouTube page. KMA and the Forum to Revitalize Shenandoah sponsor this special forum featuring all the candidates for mayor and city council. That's the Shenandoah Candidates Forum tonight at 7 right here on KMA. And this has been The Morning Line here on KMA.